You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a program from our archives. If you've taken any car rides in the southeastern United States over the last couple of months, you're probably familiar with love bugs, those hordes of flying insects that seem to dive onto your windshield as if following some suicide pact, invariably leaving a splat of white gunk. But why do these love bugs seem to be having a love affair with our windshields? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Mark Hostetler is an urban ecologist at Arizona State University.
In the southeast, there's an insect called the love bug, and it flies about and is actually attracted to highways. And people think, you know, what a stupid insect. Here it is flying about, and it gets smashed on the highways. And then a biologist thinks, well, there's got to be a reason for this. And the reason is the female is looking for a place to lay her eggs, and it so happens that she lays them in decaying organic matter, rotting leaves, twigs, grass clippings, etc. And the volatile chemicals that come off decaying organic matter happen to mimic automobile exhaust that's irradiated with sunlight. So you can imagine these female love bugs looking for a place to lay their eggs. They detect this, what they think is decaying organic matter, but it's actually automobile exhaust. So they fly down, whap, and they get hit by an automobile.
Now, can you recognize the remains of the misguided love bug? Well, Mark Hostetler specializes in identifying the distinctive windshield splat of different species of insects.
Well, a love bug splat is very characteristic, but typically they tend to be usually clear with small lumps in it, and these lumps are actually eggs from the females, and the splat is splayed upward about a half an inch or so, and when the splat itself dries, it gets a creamy or yellowish color.
We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.